Welcome back to the podcast.
Woo!
That's Jay.
And that's Alexa. Welcome back to How Did I Get Here? For everybody who has never heard our show before. How Did I Get Here is where we live our best lives on the internet and come out the other side knowing more but not feeling all that much smarter. Now we ask this question every week. What in the world could that mean? And the total complete truth is nobody knows. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Also check out youtube.com/dietpause for full episodes. All right.
Yes.
Today's kind of a subject dear to our hearts.
Yeah.
And let's talk about it. Why are podcasts trending?
Why are they trendy?
Why do people suddenly watch podcasts?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like right now, specifically in the situation the world is in, it's hard to meet people for certain areas around the world. So I feel like podcasts kind of feel like, even though it's one-sided, I feel like it's like a conversation with a friend maybe.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it kind of gives that kind of comfort.
True. And you're not talking alone.
Exactly.
I've heard a lot of people… Like I've been into Twitch these days. And a lot of people that watch Twitch just keep it on in the background for background noise.
Right.
Just to feel like they're not alone. Exactly.
Yeah.
I think people do that with podcasts as well. I think podcasts have been taking over the radio platforms as well.
I would agree. I would agree. And I also think like with the rise of ASMR, if certain people have nice speaking voices, people use podcasts to fall asleep to sometimes. So…
Really?
I've read that about our podcast.
You are falling asleep right now to my voice.
Yes.
Night Welcome night. To…
What How was did that? I get here?
That was weird. All right. So podcasts, why are they so trendy? Our first article for today, why are podcasts so popular in 2020? Let's dive into it.
Dive into it.
Got him. Good one, Alexa. All right.
All right. So let's be honest. You probably aren't going to read this whole article.
True.
Correct. Ding, ding.
True.
But what if it was read to you out loud while driving to work or working out of the gym or completing chores around the house? Better yet, imagine
Galaxy
listening…
Galaxy brain.
Better yet, imagine listening to a smooth, relaxing voice like Morgan Freeman or Jay of Day 6. You'd be hanging on every word and ready for the next episode immediately after.
Dude, if Morgan Freeman had a podcast, I would listen to that.
I'd be so happy.
Definitely listen to that. Morgan Freeman. Oh my goodness.
Such a good man.
That's insane. Okay. So here's some of the current statistics for podcasting in 2020. Over 55% of the US population have listened to a podcast. In 2020, over 155 million people listen to a podcast every week. Over 24% of the US population, 68 million listen to podcasts weekly. That is insane. Podcast listeners consume an average of 7 different shows per week. There are over 700,000 active podcasts and 29 million podcast episodes available. The most popular age group for podcast listeners is 25 to 44, which make up a total of 49%.
Of total listeners.
Dude, wow. That's actually… What a niche… You can't even call that niche anymore. What a market.
Interesting statistics.
What a market. I don't listen… I watch Twitch. Do you listen to podcasts?
Back in high school… I don't know if anybody else will know what this is. But there was this podcast series on SoundCloud called Welcome to Night Vale. I loved Welcome to Night Vale. I tried to keep up with every single episode. And like… It was just really cool for me because I'm a very visually imaginative person. So like if I just close my eyes, whether or not I'm trying to fall asleep, I could imagine everything. It's just storytelling for me, honestly. It was storytelling. Yeah. Welcome to Night Vale. Oh man, it's been a while since I've tuned into it. But Welcome to Night Vale is basically this fictional podcast in which… This basically newscaster, I guess would you say? He's a newscaster. Kind of goes through just a news program about what's going on in this town of Night Vale. And it would be things from like… Yes, today the clouds could be seen glowing a ominous purple while guinea pigs rain from the sky. Like,
that's interesting.
It was just… It was so weird and sometimes it was really creepy. And like… The weather section was always like a musical break with like indie artists. Like, I want to start listening to it again. I love Night Vale. So,
what is it called? Night
Welcome
Vale?
Welcome to Night Vale.
Welcome to Night Vale. For anyone who is imagining things or has creative blocks, sounds like a good place to start.
Welcome to Night Vale.
All right. In the early 2000s, with the rise of popularity of portable audio devices such as the iPod, the concept of transferring these audio blogs to an audio player as an MP3 file became mainstream. By 2003, people were able to download audio blogs to their iPod, and journalist Ben Hammersley coined the term podcasting, hence the word pod in podcasting. Ah, iPod, pod, podcast.
Huh.
Interesting. In 2005, Apple officially added podcasting to its iTunes music library. 2005, during an onstage interview at D3, Steve Jobs demonstrated how anyone could create a podcast using their Mac and share with the world. Since 2005, more than 700,000 podcasts have been created with over 30 million episodes of content, most of them for free. Steve Jobs.
Jobs, comma Steve.
Once again. Once again, another
innovative
idea for his legacy. Wow.
Yep.
Incredible, man.
Mm.
The most popular podcast publishers today are iHeartRadio and NPR, both with over 22 million monthly listeners. These networks offer some of the most popular podcasts, including Stuff You Should Know, Planet Money, and TED Radio Hour.
TED Radio Hour.
Oh, Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan's always number one. In early 2020, Joe Rogan signed a record $100 million deal with Spotify to exclusively host his Joe Rogan Experience podcast for 3 years on the network. To date, this is the largest sum paid to a podcast is for distribution rights for the podcast show. Yeah, that was it for that article. That was
interesting.
Dude, I learned so much from that one article. What the
heck?
A
lot of statistics and numbers and demographics and data.
Which one do you want to go into next?
Intimacy Plus, is that what makes podcasts so popular?
I would say true.
If you mention the word podcast to people, many immediately come up with a list of must listens. But this popularity is fairly recent. Why have podcasts taken so long to become visible? And does that mean you can make a living out of them? It's easy to make a podcast, as demonstrated by our man Steve Jobs. All you need is something you want to say, a microphone, a recording device known as a tape recorder in the old days, and some editing software. True. For enthusiasts, part of the beauty of audio has always been that you don't have to be a technological wizard to create something magical. Yes.
And I guess while podcasts have been around for a good decade and a half, I think it's safe to say that they've emerged.
Mm-hmm.
You know, recently, because everyone has a smartphone. Therefore, everyone has a podcast app.
Yes.
Okay. The top five podcasts as of the US figures of November 2018 is number one, The Daily, The New York Times. Two, Serial, This American Life. Three, This American Life/Serial. What's the difference? Four, Stuff You Should Know, iHeartRadio. Five, Up First, NPR. I love NPR, Tiny Desk Lives. Those are sick. I love those.
I've never heard of
that. You've never heard of that?
No.
So it's like an office sitting like this, right?
Uh-huh.
And then artists come and then they'll have like a really small session.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
They literally do it in like a closed space office.
Huh.
It's really intimate. Like people like Daniel Caesar. Is it HER or is it her? HER? It's her. Yeah. Anderson .Paak.
Mm.
He was crazy. He was singing and rapping while he was playing the drums. If I remember correctly.
Yeah, that's one thing I will always admire y'all for, because I cannot play an instrument and I don't think I have the mental capacity to play one while singing.
Okay.
Yes.
But as of today, there are over 600,000 shows like we were saying before, but this is just insane.
Mm.
How have podcasts risen in popularity, like we said? Like we said, it's because of the rise of smartphones, right?
Yeah, I'd say because we're living in the digital age. Yeah.
Mm. Like if you walk around Korea these days, I think for Korea, it's not podcast so much yet.
True.
But it's more like mobile games. Because if you go on the subway, you see everybody with their phone horizontally.
Yeah.
And you already know what that means.
You're right.
They're either watching a drama or they're playing a game.
Correct.
Yeah. So
correct.
I feel like that's also a market that's untapped for now.
We'll get there eventually.
Yeah.
Mm.
I really feel like the next big gaming platform is going to be mobile. As soon as they get it right.
Yeah. I mean, there's been a few games that have been going around now that are really popular. Like just this morning when I was at radio, my co-host asked me if I played this one game. And I don't play any games. It's not even mobile. But like then she and this other staff member started going off about like how popular this is.
You're talking about Among Us.
Huh?
You're talking about Among Us.
No.
It's not?
No.
Do you know what Among Us is?
No. But it wasn't that.
So disappointed in you.
I don't game.
Uncultured.
I'm not a gamer girl. Sorry.
Dude. Among Us is like the game of this generation. It's the game of the year.
Not Valorant?
Well, I mean, all love towards Valorant, but you guys never reply to me, so no. You guys aren't the game of the year. Among Us is like, you know Mafia? Mm. But it's like Mafia in a game, and it's really easy to play.
Oh.
It's kind of fun. It's like, it's about lying to people. It's a good way to start your day off.
Okay.
Good little brain exercise.
Okay. Mayhaps I will download.
All right, next. Next article.
Vanity Fair, and the title is quite literally… So like, why are we so obsessed with podcasts right now?
You're really good at that.
Thanks. I tried. From the true crime of Serial. Oh, that's what Serial is. Yeah.
Oh, I recognize this.
Boom. From the true crime of Serial to Mark Maron's garage psychotherapies, James Walcott surveys the iTunes charts to analyze the real talk conversational appeal of the new radio.
Mm.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. In last month's column, I squeezed America's heart with a poignant account of how there's just too much good TV to keep up with these days.
Really? I don't feel like anybody watches TV anymore.
I mean, we live here, so we don't have American cable anymore.
Oh, true.
But…
True.
No matter how hard one tries or one grips the arms of the speeding treadmill, the view queue just keeps growing and oh, the futility. And now I have a similar lament to unbosom. Interesting choice of words in this article. If that image doesn't make you shriek, the equal overwhelmingness of the podcast explosion, all those iTunes subscriptions extending unto death. This is a long-winded article.
Do you have to have an iTunes subscription to listen to podcasts?
No, because I have the podcast app. I don't have iTunes subscription.
Oh, I don't either. Huh. Okay, continue.
Yeah. What can I skip to? Because this is very long-winded.
Yeah.
Podcasts are essentially radio on the installment plan, a return to intimacy, wombed shadows, and pregnant implications of words, sounds, and silences in theater of the mind.
Man, you could have just said podcast. Like, you could have just explained it.
Podcasts are
just really flexing your
talk.
Your ability to be as detailed as possible. Fluff?
I mean fluff, but at least they have eloquent vocabulary, I suppose.
Huh.
But
interesting, okay.
True, okay. So why are we so obsessed with podcasts?
We're not reading this. This is too long.
Yeah, it's very long.
And there's too many words I don't understand and I have to use my brain for. I read articles to gain information, not to use my brain to gain information. Does that make sense?
No.
No?
Okay. No.
Moving on.
Okay.
Let's just talk about it. Screw it.
Yeah.
So I don't watch podcasts or read podcasts or listen to podcasts. Can you read a podcast?
I don't read podcasts.
You could read a transcript.
I don't read podcasts.
But why do you watch podcasts? Why did you watch Night Fails? Why did you listen to watch?
He's
dude,
not like
my
other girls.
Brain is not functioning right now. Help me.
He's not like the other boys
Help
who read podcasts.
Help me. I want to be different.
Podcasts. He's not like the other boys.
All right, so why did you listen to Night Fails?
I mean, for me, I never thought I'd be a podcast person because honestly, again, like I said, I'm a visual person. So I like videos. Right. But then when my friends were talking about Night Fails, I figured I'd check it out because I'm very imaginative. I've been very imaginative since I was a kid. And so I guess it's kind of like storytelling every night, honestly. It's like, you know, what's going to be going on today? Because it was a consecutive storyline for some of them. Like,
right.
If something happened in yesterday's news, it would reoccur. Like, you know, that you'd hear like an update on it for the next night. So I think it just gave me time to think about a fictional world and not the one that we live in. Specifically Night Fail, at least.
You needed an escape from reality.
Yeah.
But you could have done that with…
Like, don't say video games because…
I was going to say movies.
I mean, yeah.
Movies and dramas are like… Like TV series.
True.
When I watch them, I feel like the immersion is insane.
That is also very true. But that brings me to the argument of how I guess for me, fictional podcasts are like when people read books and the movie's not out yet. You can create everything in your head without visual aid. So it's much more mentally stimulating, I guess.
And how you would prefer it.
Yeah.
That's true. Because when a book comes out and then when a movie of
Twilight.
That book comes out… It's bad. I've actually read all of Twilight.
Really?
I read all of Twilight.
I
the movies came out.
Didn't finish the last book, so you're ahead of me on that one.
Anyway, what have we learned today? I don't feel like I've learned anything today. Well, actually, we have learned. We've learned facts.
True.
That podcasts are a lot more dominant in the market than we thought they
mm-hmm.
were. There's so many, and people are being paid hundreds of millions of dollars
mm-hmm.
to be exclusive to like one platform.
Exactly. And the age demographic is much different than I thought it was going to be, but…
All right, anyway, so we've learned that the podcast world is extensive.
Correct.
Many topics could help you fuel the mind.
Mm-hmm.
It is brain gasoline.
Mm.
Or I guess gasoline is not really a good thing anymore. So
brain,
like brain fuel. G Fuel. Sponsor me.
And you don't read podcasts.
You listen to them.
Correct.
All right. And that is the topic for today. And today we're going to rest our weary ears with Where the Sea Sleeps by Day 6. Anyway, now that we have answered Diane's questions for the week, we're going to continue on with yours. And the first question. Excuse me?
Jay.
Excuse me? I am trying to work here. I'm spitting everywhere.
Disgusting.
Spitting everywhere.
Respect, Diane.
Oh my God. Before I was rudely interrupted by whoever that was, we are going to go into some of your questions for the week. And the first question is from Even of Day. Do you have a favorite or certain food to eat in every season? If yes, what would that be?
That's a great question. I mean, not necessarily like a favorite food to eat in every season, but like when certain fruits are seasonal, I buy them in bulk. Like when it's mango season, I buy so many mangoes.
Fruits.
And it's like strawberry season, I buy lots of strawberries.
Fruits.
I like fruits. Yeah.
I like the you know how there's like a certain type of tangerine now? Like white hyang kyul.
Never heard of that.
Red hyang. I don't know what we call it in English. Like red.
Like
red essence tangerines. They're tangerines, right?
Never heard of that before.
They're like the sweetest.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
They're like… It's like candy. It's kind of interesting.
Hmm.
I get trapped in them. And then like… Before you know it, the bag is empty. Scraps everywhere and your fingers are orange.
A regular Tuesday night.
Regular Tuesday night. But yeah, fruits are definitely one thing. I also like Burger King Long Chicken all year round. Sponsor me.
Long Chicken?
Yeah.
You. I'm sorry.
I never made that connection, but yes. Long Chicken. Second question. This is from Easy.
Okay, which Disney character represents you? I don't know. I mean, I have favorite characters, but I don't… Let me think if I have one that represents me. I don't know. I don't know because growing up, my favorite Disney characters were Mulan, Ariel.
Mm.
But like, I don't know. I think I'm more of a Rapunzel.
Why?
I don't know. I've heard that before. People are like, oh, like you remind me of Rapunzel from Tangled.
Because of the way you act or…
Yeah, I guess it's character-wise.
What characteristics do you think you have in common with Rapunzel?
It's been a while since I've seen the movie. I don't know. She's adventurous. She's like, you know, she's pretty gregarious. So, I mean, you know.
Big words.
Yeah. Do you know what gregarious means?
Silently nodding to pretend I understand.
There we go. Yeah. But I don't know. I feel like that's pretty accurate, I guess.
Okay. I think I'm an Ariel. I'm always looking for like…
I want to be where the people
are. Yeah. I want to be… See them dancing. Showing around on those…
What do you call them?
Feet. No, like, look, legit. I feel the essence of Ariel because she wants to… She's kind of like the type of person who sees the grass is greener on the other side.
Yeah.
And I'm always kind of like that. I'm always looking for more things to explore and always trying to look at other options. But the people around them tell you, no, stay safe, you know. But like, she's like… She takes her chances and her chances… Her choices aren't always the best.
True.
But she has the courage to step out into the darkness and bring the light forward.
I think she
just
had a crush on a guy.
Yeah, she was a simp. She was a simp.
No.
She was a simp and it is currently no simp September. No simp September.
No.
Please, no
Ariel,
simp September.
No. Ariel was a courageous warrior.
She was a simp and that's why I love her.
You will not defile the honor of Ariel, okay? Please.
Mulan was a warrior.
Mulan
Literally.
Was also a warrior. But so was Ariel. You're courageous. I believe in you, Ariel.
All right. I like mermaids too. So.
All right. And that is it for today. If you have any more questions for our podcast, you can send them to #HDIGH and let us know what should be our next big question to search. And you can send that on Instagram and Twitter at TheDiveStudios. YouTube.com/DiveStudios. YouTube.com/DivePods for full episodes. TikTok is also at TheDiveStudios. Also, don't forget to subscribe and to review the podcast. And thank you for listening. We are your hosts, Jay and…
Alexa and Ariel was a simp.
Goodbye.
How did I get here? With Jay.